Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The right fielder, Don Dillard. Batting third. The center fielder, Walt Bond. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fifth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wynn Hawkins. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wynn Hawkins. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Serve. Batting sixth. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ray Herbert. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard strikes out. Two outs. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bauer. The throw from Nixon and he is out, Held applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of serve. Francona reaches second base with a double. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Francona scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is hit by the pitch. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Harry Chee-T is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-T takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Chee-T moves to second. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin bunts towards the mound. Hawkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Chee-T moves to third. Johnson moves to second. One out. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to home to get Chee-T. Johnson moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. When Hawkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hawkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bauer strikes out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Seaburn strikes out. Two outs. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Serve hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bond, who is chasing the ball. Serve reaches third base with a triple. Lump goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Athletics. Harry Chee-T is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-T is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Chee-T hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bond. Chee-T reaches second base with a double. Serve scores. It's 4-1, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Dick Stigman now pitching. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 0 in the game. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0 for 1 in the game. Bond hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Herbert hits a fly ball into center field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Held strikes out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Serve strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall pinch hits for Dick Stigman. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-2 in the game. Dillard takes first base on ball 4. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0-for-2 in the game. Bond hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of serve. Bond reaches second base with a double. Dillard moves to third. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Tiefenauer now pitching. Jim Pearsall now playing right field. Harry Chee-Ti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Ti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Chee-Ti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamlin hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Power moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lump catches it and throws to first to double up Held. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0-for-2 in the game. Herbert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-3 in the game. Tuttle hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lump. The throw from Nixon and he is out, Temple applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-3 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Hale pinch hits for Bobby Tiefenauer. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale strikes out. Two outs. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bond hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bond. The throw from Chee-Ti and he is safe. Bond steals second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Francona hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. John Briggs now pitching. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Seaborn takes first base on ball 4. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder pinch runs for Bob Serve. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Chee-Tee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Marv Thornberry now playing first base. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Nixon reaches second base with a double. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Held strikes out. Two outs. Harvey Keene pinch hits for Bubba Phillips. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.